We're going to continue on Sefer HaSichos Daf Shin Nun Beis, page 294. The film is moving, der Chiddush von unser Dor. We can understand what is so unique about our generation. Der Deir HaTchi Legabe Kol HaDeir Shalifnizah. This is the ninth generation. What is so unique about this ninth generation? This means ninth generation from the Baal Shem Tov. What is so unique in comparison to all the generations of before? Bis'eich b'deir shalifnizah deir ha-shmini. Also in comparison, the uniqueness also in relation to the previous generation, the deir ha-shmini. B'bal das di guli damot nid gikolim b'peyo. Being that the geula did not come in actuality, is the bayo pare der gilu finis parir kom neherim lemata nid givem betachos hashlem asasun shemim beguf beri. So the bayo pare, which was explained previously in the sikha, that this is the outburst of all revelations coming down here lemata, being that it was not beshlemus, it was not complete as in the shemim beguf beri. Since given the histalkus and neshama min aguf, because the neshama left the body. On earth, the neshama beguf is given the matzav as der hadibur hu begolus v'chulu, and also the neshama when it was in the guf, it was in a situation that the dibur is begolus, that there was a difficulty with the dibur. Vashenkim b'dereinu zeh, as opposed to this, in our generation, the deir ha'achon from golus v'deir harishon from geulim. In our generation, the last generation of the Golos, and the first generation of the Geulim, Vert Tekef Miyad Nitlu HaMe'eres, right away, the new luminaries are put up, as Nit Nor Vasas Felt Nitchas Shalom Indim Me'eres Hagdeilim Fung Gilet Eresh Beksav and Eresh Balpeh, that not only is there no deficiency in the great luminaries, the revelation of Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Alpeh, not Agarav, but on the contrary. As Kumsu Nacha Hecher Shleimus B'Zeh, it becomes even more complete, Nid Be'efim from Kvat Peh Me'er Aisev V'Shab Alpeh, V'Kvat Peh, V'Kvat Loshem Me'er Aisev V'Shab B'Ksav, not that there is a difficulty with Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Alpeh, Zayin Liklim Ma'ilim B'Zeh, being that he is higher than this, Be'efim as Alf Neshomis, Be'gufim Nemtman Eif, Bepnimis is perir kol neherim was nitlu nitzter. Durch dem was is kum gleich Mashiach zu kenen. By having the outburst of all revelations now, right away through the revelation of Mashiach, Shlachna b'yatishlach, as Meshe Rabbeinu said, send Mashiach, v'ilam et teire es kol ha'am kule, b'iz teire chadoshim yitzu seyden, and he will teach teire to the whole nation, to the extent, as the Pasuk says, that we will have new dimensions in Torah coming out with Mashiach's coming. Und das tut eiv di shleimus ve'aliyah von kol ha'derech shelifnei. And this elevates and brings to completion all of the previous generations. Durch dem was he kitzav v'ranu sheich ni'afar und der bal ha'ilul b'rashenu. Because all the generations that are presently Sheikh Niyafar, they are reposing in the dust, they will all arise with joy, and the Baal Ha'ilula will be at our head. The Chiddush from them Dor Legaba HaDeirish Livnizah, what is so unique about this generation in relation to the previous generations, Zetman Bepeil in the Aveda from them Dor, we actually see in the Aveda of this generation. But the Reinu Zei Suyikum and Bish Lei Be'erach Legaba HaDeirish Livnizah, in the Raveide, from the Apostles of Tere, Vayadus, and the Apostles of Mayanus Hutzer. In this generation, there is a much greater measure, a much greater amount, much greater than previous generations, in Apostles of Tere, spreading Tere, disseminating Tere and Mitzvahs, and the fountains outward. Hen the Meribe HaShefa, both in quantity, the Svarim HaNitvazim V'chulu, which is simply the published Svarim of Hafatzis HaMayonis, und hen in machen von der ganzen Welt, and also in quality, making from the entire world, bis in Chutzish and Chutzim Imene, reaching to the farthest areas, to the farthest places, making from them a keli to open them in the Eidus Beilin, making them a vessel to accept these great revelations. Saiben Agayis Eden, this outreach, which spread out to the whole world, is in relation to Jews, through the Tayag Mitzvahs, through the 613 Mitzvahs. When Saiben Agayis Umas Ha'elam, and also in relation to the nations of the world, the Chafatzos Hasheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach, through disseminating the seven Mitzvahs of B'nei Neach, the seven universal laws. In such a way that the whole world is illuminated with the light of Teira Mitzvahs. The Eifman in such a way from the Sparir from the Hayden. As Yedivir can Eifnam in the Meir al Sanashama Briya Beguv Bari. In a way that all these revelations burst out in such a way that everyone can accept them, a healthy neshama, a healthy soul in a healthy body. These are Mizet Bepeil, to the extent that we actually see, V'gireh Kam Kom L'Achrein has been spoken most recently many times, V'di'u Mitzayelim Mekamim Mekamim Medinim Zayin Mitzayei Eden in Zayir Aved, how the nations of the world help out the Jews in their divine service, Al Derech U'Nochmer, which is given by Yitzis Mitzrayim, similarly, and much more than the way it was by Yitzis Mitzrayim, to the extent that also that country, Rebbe is referring here to the USSR, to Russia, which was locked up, and it was locked up for everyone so many years, they didn't let Jews leave that country, they didn't let Jews perform Teira Mitzvahs properly. There is a change now so drastic from one extreme to the other. Now, not only do the let Jews conduct themselves as they want to, and they let them leave from that country, but moreover, they are helped. Financially, they are helped in leaving that country. These are Mizet Haim Depeil, to the extent that we see today in actuality. So the Geula, that in addition to that, Jews are all prepared for the Geula. Also, the nations of the world are standing prepared as Eden's own Shein Arayz gain from Golos and gain in Eretz Yisrael. The Geula Midas Hashlema. The nations of the world are standing prepared that Jews should go out of Golos and go to Eretz Yisrael in the true and complete Geula. Neshamas begufim b'li shum hefzik klal. And this should be neshamas, souls, in bodies, without any interruption, meaning the interruption of the state of a neshama being in the body. Kum neglaich to tachlis ha'shlemes from beil pari begula amitis v'ha'shlema, so we come right away to that perfection of beil pari. Then we have all the revelations in the true and complete Geula. The Shleimus Hagilui from the Sperei Kol Nehedin V'Hayilacha Avaya Le'er Eilam. The fullest revelation of the Sperei Kol Nehedin, the outburst of all the revelations, then Havaya will be the light of the world. The Fun is moving the Limud Itzter from Be'al Pari. So from this we can understand what is the lesson that we have to take out from this idea of Be'al Pari. It has been spoken many times that all the preset deadlines have already passed, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadek Zayin Amid Beis, and everything is already finished. And the Geula Hashem from lying in Afkum, and the Geula should have come already a long time ago. And for reasons which are totally incomprehensible, is in Achnit Gikumen. The Geula has not yet come. The fullest movement, from this we understand, as Al Kaponim Itzter, Dar the Geula Kumen, take it from Yad Mamash. That at least now the Geula has to come immediately, Ubalashim Ha'elam, and as is the saying, the world has a saying, since the Hechte Zeit of the Geula Hamitis Vashlem. It's the highest time for the Geula Hamitis Vashlem, for the true and complete Geula. What means the highest time? It's an expression of In English, it would be the equivalent, you know, it's about time. But in Yiddish, the expression is Hechtezeit. So, Olehoye, it should be noted, as in the Mloshen, Hechtezeit is Merumah Tatechim from Geula, that this phrase, this slogan of Hechtezeit, the high time, and this is indicated the whole content of Geula. As Zeit, Zman, was the Permanent Mit Mendidah Bahagbole, that time, which is associated with limitations and boundaries, because time is divided into over, heve, ve'osid, into past, present, and future. So time becomes very the hechte zeit. It becomes the high time, the highest time. Be'eifin she'en l'mayla m'meni. What means hechte, something which is highest, means that there is nothing higher above it. Das heißt, in other words, as the gvul, zeit, atzmi, ved bligvul, hechte, that something which is finite, which is time is finite, it's limited. Time itself becomes bleak wool, becomes infinite. These be'efen as yiberen ein zach mamish, to the extent that the finite and the infinite becomes one thing, al derech hamedubal el be'in yisperir kol nehedin, as was discussed before in the concept of the outburst of all revelations, that it become one thing. Ve'adarab, and moreover, that iker hadgoshe b'zeh is a dem gvul von zman gashmi. Zeit. The main emphasis in this unity of finite and infinite we see in connection with physical time. Va'beruchni se'inyonim bizin di hechte darges hotme she'en shlemes se'inyonim bizeiche di shlemes von gulleruchnis. Because in a spiritual sense, we already have the highest levels, the highest madregas. So we already have the perfection of the geula in a spiritual sense. The na'im ruchniim kuna'idin zayin shein di geula. The spiritual eyes of a Jew already sees the geula. Itzeh dav zayin di psiche fun de na'im gashmi. We now have to open up our physical eyes, our eyes of flesh, as eir zeizon zen de gula viziz de gula leini basar in the mitzikim sight. That also the eyes of flesh should see how the gula is revealed for eyes of flesh in our present time. Ukmuvenech bepashtus, as is simply understood, the rikir benkenish, we got going to the gula, the main yearning and longing to the redemption is nita zimitzad haruchnis van neshame. It doesn't come because of the neshame, because of spiritual matters. Vamitzad ruchnis inyanim is in neshame rishleimus unale inyanim zanim rishleimus. Because from a spiritual point of view, the neshame is perfect and all aspects are in perfection. Unagam azaid gifinzach haneshame megul v'nilam hazah agashmi. And all the Jew is a soul within a body in this physical world. Is mitzad haneshama baruchni is hezach niton derecheshach unevel. As far as the neshama is concerned, you don't feel that much the darkness of the world, the problem of the gulfs. Mashenki mitzad gashmi is hunyonim shel haguf, as opposed to this, the physical aspects, the material aspects of the body, dorten herzuchon ve'ikir der helam ve'hester. That is where you see, that is where you feel the concealment and the covering of the galus in the mainland, therefore is the nachstarkin me'eder the gaguim sinagul. So is the material and physical aspects which awaken a person with a greater longing and a greater yearning for the redemption, for the gula. And the chidush from the gula b'shteit in them, what is the uniqueness of the gula? As the gilui from aspariyu kol neherim ved zayin eichin gashmi yisraelam hanir alein nebosa. That the outburst of all revelations is going to be not only in a spiritual sense, but it's going to be in the Gashmi Sa'elam. We're going to see it with eyes of flesh, in Mokim Isman Gashmi, in space and in time, of the physical dimension. As Olveren Adirale Yisbara V'tachteinim, there should become a dwelling place down here for Hashem in this physical and material world. V'adarab. And moreover, in dem bashtei dishleimus eich funuchnius, the perfection, the completeness of spirituality is also dependent on the revelation coming down in the physical and the material. But the fact is, that is why when Mashiach comes, then the neshama is going to be sustained by the physical body. That means that the spiritual is going to be dependent and receiving from the physical and material. The farve the gula begashmi sa'elim bringing gula b'chol ha'elim is v'hadargis l'mayla. Being that the gula is going to come in the physical material sense, so that is why it's going to affect all the spiritual worlds above it. They will all benefit and gain from the gula, from the redemption.